Das ist der heilige Mishnah.
Das Peter Samadam. We're continuing now the sugya of the Zaken Mamre. And we said that there was a chiyuv here of Misa, but we haven't said over the dinim that have to do with Chol Ha'am Yishmu'u V'yiro V'lo Yezidun Od, which is a unique thing that appears by Zaken Mamre. And therefore, says the Mishnah, In Me Misinoso, Lo Bebeit Din Shebi'iro, V'lo Bebeit Din Shebi'yavne. We cannot be Mekayim, the Chi of Misa, as we normally would, in the Bezdin, in the local city. And for that matter, even in Bezdin Shebi'yavne, in a case, here's really a Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, let's take the most partial explanation. The man was a Zaken Mamre, was Nigmar Dinai, to be Nerag, Alpi Bezdin Hagado, that was Yoshe B'Lishkat HaGazit, and that therefore can be Meimitz, as long as they're in the Lishkat HaGazit. And then, because of the problems with Bezdin going at the Golas, Bezdin went to Yavne. So then the Shaila is, okay, if that's the case, the Gemardin, what we already had, we had the Gemara Din of Yitzchayev Misa, even though Bezdin is in Yoshev now in the Lishkat HaGazit. Shall we go to the place where the Bezdin HaGadol is, or shall we go to the place where we get the most pursuit for the death of the Zaken Mamre? So the Mishnah thing, even though Bezdin HaGadol itself is B'yavna, the Zaken Mamre should be brought back to Yerushalayim where everybody is still coming. And there, during the Rega, when everybody shows up, during Chol HaMoed, when everybody is there, that's when we're mamis the Zaken Mamre.
Still functioning, but
the Sanhedrin is gone. The Shenemar, B'chol Ha'am Yishmu V'yiro, V'lo Yezidun Od. Here it says B'chol Ha'am. B'chol Ha'am means even the common people. So we need to get as many people as possible to be aware of this. V'lo Yezidun Od, and there shouldn't be this Zodain of ignoring the Divrei Bezdin. So says Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rashi learns that what happened over here was that the Bezdin was in Lishkas HaGazis at the time that they asked the Shaila. So, min ha-makom ahu was Yotzei Hora'ah. Now he went back to his city. There, a year later, let's say, by that time Bezdin was already in Yavne. So he goes to his city, and then he's Mora Halacha Shelo Kedin. And it comes along the Mishnah to say that his chi of Misa is not done in Yavne, even though that's where the Sanhedrin Gedolah is, meaning that that's where they don't have to paskin. And therefore Tosfos is bothered. What do you mean? How could they paskin? The whole point is once you leave the Mokom HaMishnah, we know that HaMokom Goreim and Bezdin cannot kill anymore once Bezdin is in Yoshe B'Lishkas HaGazis. So what's the difference if it's that they had already paskin? That only handles the problem of min ha-mokom ahu, but it doesn't handle the problem of the chi of Misa, which also needs to be from that place on anybody. Forget about a Zaken Mamre. That's a normal halacha for any of the mumasim, but it has to be in terms of a Bezdin that's yoshev at the time, but Lishkas HaGazis at the time of the Pesach. It's difficult as well, says Tosfos, to say that we're talking about Bezdin going back to the Lishkas HaGazis, because if you tie it that Bezdin went back from Yavne to the Lishkas HaGazis at various times, then how did the Gemara prove earlier that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai couldn't have been in Sanhedrin? He would have been, maybe during one of those times. Gemara takes it for granted that there was no such time. So he has a very, very big problem with Rashi's Pshat. That's why he changes the whole thing to understand that we're talking about that the Gemara Din came before the Bezdin went to Yavne. And he says that it may be that on an Avera before the Bezdin is goes into Golas, that you can don him even after it goes into Golas. But difficult to believe. So those are the problems with Rashi's Pshat. Okay, so the simple pshat was the way we learned it. It was after the Gemara Din. Rabbi Yehuda Omer?
Elsewhere does say that even when they left.
Sorry, what?
Tosfos elsewhere does say that they would have came with Sire if they would go back.
Yeah, but this is where he questions, well, the Gemara based on that. He has other things also that don't fit, other suggestions, but also don't fit well with the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, why in the world would we do such a thing? In ma'anim et dino shozeh, we don't put this guy through the inui hadin of having to wait to the regal. Now this is a further raya that Tosis brings to himself. Because we saw earlier that inui hadin is a concept that only begins after Gemara din, not in taking time to get to the Gemara din. That was the whole thing before Shabbos. We wait till after Shabbos because maybe there'll be a problem of inui hadin. Why isn't it inui hadin to wait till after Shabbos time to start the din? So you see clearly that inui hadin, and this is the whole sign of the Rebbe Yehuda has, that it's inui hadin, it must be after Gemara din. Another beautiful rite. So in ma'anim et dino shozer, maybe dino domiyad. Well, what's the problem? We'll kill him then. V'kotvim v'sholchim shulchim b'chol ha'mekomot, and then we publicize it. That's what it says. V'chol ha'am yishmu'u v'yiro. Everybody should hear about it. So we put it in the newspapers, and everybody hears that so-and-so was killed as a zakin ma'amin. And then they'll hear ish ploni mitchayev mita b'beitin because of what it is that he did.
Public execution is not...
It doesn't mean that we will see in the Gemara. It doesn't mean they have to be seen. It just means they have to... It should say nitchayev. Turn around. In me mitim ato lo b'beitin shebi yirov, lo b'beitin shebi yavne, lo ma'alin ato lo b'beitin ha'gadol shebi Yerushalayim, mishamrim ato ad ha'regel, ume mitin ato b'regel, shenemar b'chol ha'am yishmu v'yirov. Even though there are other things that we'll see that require pirsum, but it doesn't use the lashon b'chol ha'am there. Here it says b'chol ha'am. It says Yisrael, but not b'chol ha'am. B'chol ha'am is always the lashon of amcha, like the regular people, which case requires maximum pirsum. So says Rabbi Akiva. And I hear the Bryce expands a little bit on what Rabbi Yehuda types. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda b'chi ne'mar b'chol ha'am yiru v'yiro. It says everybody should see and then fear. All it says is that they should hear about it. So why do they have to see it? So the fact is that there's no inu yadin, it's like anybody else. There's a few misa, right away we carry out. And then we send out messengers, so we put an ad in the newspaper. Actually, there's four places where the Torah is Mechayev Hachraza on this level. Mesit, Ben Sorero More, Zokin Mamre, the Edim Zamami, because in all of these places, it uses the Lashon of either B'chol Ha'am, B'chol Yisrael, or Andi Sharim, but they have to know about it. The reason that we're Makbi Batka by Zokin Mamre to take him to Yerushalayim, Ali B'Rabbi Akiva, is because of the Lashon of B'chol Ha'am, which doesn't say elsewhere. But in the cases of Macy's, Spencer, Mora, Zakin Mame, you have a Lashon either of, like we have, B'chol Ha'am, or B'chol Yisrael. But by Einim Zomimim, it uses a strange Lashon. It says it's on Nisharim, whoever's left. I mean, what does it mean, whoever's left? I mean, it sounds like a disaster, maybe a few survivors. We're talking about Einim Zomim. Why on Nisharim? Because the local Yamachadul Sadusa. What are you going to say? B'chol Yisrael. I'm referring to B'chol Yisrael, Yishmuv Yerov, Bainim Zomimim, but not all Roy to be Aiden. There's plenty of people that are possible for Aiden. So I'm going to say, and everybody should not say Aiden, Aiden Sheker. We wouldn't accept them for Aiden. It's not Megair then. If somebody's possible Aiden. Mashen came over here. The concept is what's important. And that, I mean, when it comes to, I mean, you could ask the same thing about a Ben Sorero More. I mean, how many people would be a Ben Sorero More? It never happened. But the point over here, the whole concept of the Ben Sorero More is the idea of Zolel B'Soveis. We're trying to give over the morality of the issue. That is Nogea to everybody. Everybody should take into consideration what Zolel B'Soveis is and how habits and obsessions are dangerous. So we want everybody to know about that. When it comes to Edim Zomim, it's a very specific kind of thing. Same as you by Zaki Mamre, we could also say, who could be a Zaki Mamre if you write law at all? But the point is, obviously, all we're trying to do is we're trying to make the impression about the authority of Bezdin. That's the thing. Or about the dangers of the Machlokasim with people doing their own halakas the way they see it.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Navi HaSheker, the next case that we had in our opening Mishnah about Elohim HaNechem HaKim was a Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker includes two things. Hamit Nabe Mashalo Shama. First of all, somebody who says a Navi is that he never ever heard. Umashalo ne'amar lo. Also, a Nevi'ut, even if he's a Navi. If he says over a Nevi'ut, that isn't his own, even though it is a Nevi'ut, even though he is a Navi. He's also considered to be a Navi Shekhar Eschayim and Chenek. So some other Navi says a Nevi'ut, and he quotes the other Navi as if it's his own. That too is a Chiev Bidei Adam. Mitzato Bidei Adam. There are other cases that have to do with Nevi'ut, which are a Chiev Mitzah, but Bidei Shamayim. HaKovesh et Nevuato. Somebody who refuses to go out and say what it is that he was told to do. Or HaMevater al Divrei Navi. Somebody who ignores the Tzivui of a Navi. Or Navi Sha'avar al Divrei Atzmo. Or a Navi who doesn't do what he was told to do himself. In all of these cases, Mitzato b'dei Shamayim Shema Anochi Adrosh Mimo. I'll take care of it. HaMitnavei v'shem Avodat Kochavim. And there's another, the next one of Chiyuv Kenek. Someone who quotes, like the Nevi'e Abal, quotes an Avodat Kochavim in his Nevi'ez. V'yomer kach amra Avodat Kochavim. It so said the Avodat Kochavim to me. The truth is, has nothing to do with what he says. Afilu kivein et halacha, even if he says the right thing. Love thy neighbor as yourself, or something like that. And then it makes no difference. Tameh et atameh, letaher et atahor. The point is the very fact that he would introduce a Nevi'ez with a word of an Avodah Zarah. The next case we had was Abba Leishet Ish. So now Chenek, of course, only applies after the stage of the Arusa. The Tameyata Tameh, you're saying? The Tahir Tatah?
Yes. You can't do that even with Shiva Hashkarfi.
Correct. That's a very interesting point. If the Navi would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me this is Tameh, so then he's also a Navi Sheker. But he's not a Navi B'Shem HaVadat Kochavim. So why would we say that? Navi, even though he's not changing anything. Right. You're right. That's a very, very good point. I shall need to think about it. Excellent. The next case we had was Baal Eshetish, which of course is only after the stage of Arusa, because in the case of Arusa, if she's an Ara, would be Beskila. What defines her now as an Eshetish who is not an Arusa? Kivan shenichnesal reshut habal nesuin, apapisha lo nivala. We do not require consummation of the marriage in order for her to be considered to be an Eshetish who is Bechenet. Even once she's already given over into the reshus of the Baal, so the father hands her over now to the Baal, Shluchei Baal, in such a case she's already considered to be here post the Arusa, even though she wasn't Nivala. Whatever the reshus of Baal, in this we have a lot of differences even between the Svar and the Ashkenaz, and what defines Chut, or what creates the Kinyan Mesur, and so on. Zomebe bat kohen u'bo'ala, what's new about that they're b'chenek, is that normally kol ha-muzamim, ha-magdimim lo tamita, chutz b'zomebe bat kohen u'bo'ala, even though normally we say that an eid zome is going to be chayev as exactly what he wanted to be chayev, the person he's being made against, but over here, it's unique, and that the Torah says that the same way that the bo'el is not chayev, Sreifa, the way that the Bat Kohen is, he remains Chayev Chenek the way anyone who sleeps with an Eishes Ish is Chayev. The Zomamim get the Chiev that the Boel would get, not that the Bat Kohen would get. We learn this out, we'll see later on, from Lasot Lachiv et Velo Lachotov. And so both the Zomamim and the Boalim of the Bat Kohen are considered to be between the Nechenokim and not between the Nisrafim. Says the Gemara. There's three cases of Navi Sheker that come under the general rubric of Navi Sheker with the Abachiyah Bidei Adam, and three that are Abachiyah Bidei Shamayim. Hamitnabe Bashalo Shama, Mashalo Ne'emar Lo, Vamitnabe B'Shem Avodat Kochavim, Mitatan Bidei Adam. All of these cases, the Chiyah is Bidei Adam. HaKovesh et Nevuato, V'Hamivater Al Divrei Navi, V'navi sha'avar divrei atzmo, mitatan bidei shamayim. I just thought of an answer to your question. The thing is like this. What if someone who isn't a navi is menave b'sheker? Right. In other words, at what point does someone someone had to be roi for nevius in order to be pechlal and mavishaker. Was this some stump? Some guy gets up on a soapbox and is minabe b'shem Hashem. Most of the poskim hold he's not considered to be a mavishaker. Because a mavishaker is only someone who can present as a mavishaker. He can't present as a navi shaker. But if it comes to be a navi b'shem avedis kechavim, he could. So in the chiyuv over there, you would say it's because, okay, so he's expressing something which begets the ratzon Hashem. No, he would have been expressing something which is the ratzon Hashem. The mighty remains a mitznabe b'shem avedis kechavim. Adarabba, it could be that that's good for why the Mishnah comes to teach us that. Because otherwise, I would think that a navi shaker is done. Anybody who's been Aveh, B'Shem Hashem, who wasn't given a Nevi'ah, which that isn't the case. That's a very nice deal. And it could be Mamish Hashem. Sorry, but I couldn't get my mind off that question. I'll get back to the Gemara. So the three cases we have, Misas and Bidei Adam, and then the three cases that we have, Misas and Bidei Shamayim, are like this. HaKodesh and Nebuato, someone who doesn't, who refuses to say what he was told to say, Hamavater al divrei navi, v'navi shavar al divrei atzmo. Someone who ignores what he's told by a navi, and a navi who is over on his own words. All of these are mitatan bidei shamayim. Now, how do we know all of this? We know what I mean. Om Rav Yehuda Amarav, the Amakra, ach hanavi asher yazid ledaber davar bishmi. Zeh mitnavi mashalo shaman. And note that it says hanavi. Zatam, the adam asher yaid. He has to be a navi. Asher yazid ledaber bishmi. So he will be mazed to speak in my name. In other words, he's saying something that he's making up in my name. And then continues the pasuk. What are you adding with that? In other words, the point is, I didn't command it to him, but I did command it. I commanded it to another Navi. And he hears what the other Navi says. So this includes a mitnabe mashalo ne'amar lo. But was Ne'amar l'chaveiro? He too is chayev. He says in his own name. V'asher yedaber b'shem Elohim acherim, ze hamitnabe b'shem avodat kochavim. And in all of these it says, umeit hanavi ahu, and we know kol mita amura b'torah stam, in elachenet. Whereas hakoveishet nevuato, hamivater al divrei navi, v'navi she'avar al divrei atzmo, all those are mitatan bidei shamayim, because the pasuk says Ayish Asher Lo Yishma, read that as Lo Yishama, Lo Yashmiya. It's all the same concept. Lo Yishma doesn't hear himself. Lo Yishama he won't let it be known to Lo Yashmiya won't let it be known to others. And Lo Yishama on him that he won't be makabelin himself. So all of those are ended with the words Anochi Adrosh Mimo. Meaning, Bidei Shamayim, I will take care of this, not you. Hamitnabe Mashalo Shama. Now, let's see examples of these. Kagon Tzidkiyah ben Kinana, Tichtiva Yatzlo Tzidkiyah ben Kinana, Karnei Barzel, and so on and so forth. It's Be'elot in Agachat Aram. And so he claims that Aram is going to be destroyed. My Havilei Lamebar, I understand. What was he supposed to do? He really had heard that as a Nevius, because it was the Ruach of Navot who went out with the Shlichut Hashem and actually fooled them. So what's he supposed to do? Because as we know, the story was Vayomer Hashem, Mi Yifaseh Achav, who is the one that will seduce Achav to go up to war against Aram and fall in their hands, Vayal V'Yipol B'Ramot Gilad, let him fall in Ramot Gilad. Vayetzei haruach vayamot b'kliyadim. So the spirit comes out in front of the Lord and says, Ani apateno, I'll take care of it. Vayomer, and God says, Tifateh v'gam tuchal, go, indeed, speak, and do it. Say va'aseikin, get out of here, and get to work. Now, it says over there that the ruach says, Hayiti ruach sheker b'fichol neviyav, I will speak through the mouths of all of his Nevi'im and I will say lies. So fine, so Tzidkiyah ben Kenana was hearing lies in his mind. How is he supposed to know that it's a lie? Then why are we Machai of him? You're calling him here a Navi that's Menavi Mashanon Ne'amarlo. By the way, what's this say? Amar Rav Yehuda might say, what did say Ba'aseke? It means say mi mechitzati. Out of my mechitza, once you're willing to say a lie, you'll never come back here again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was Zocha, the Ruach of Navot, who was willing to go out to lie. My Ruach, which Ruach is this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rucho Shadavot, Israeli. This was the spirit of Navot who had been murdered by Ahav, by Zebah. Havi Leila Medak, answers the Gemara, you know what he should have done? He should have been Medak Zeik and discovered that his mind was lying to him. He may have had a beautiful mind, but you're going to figure out when your mind is fooling you. How could he know his mind was fooling you? Get Rabbi Yitzchak. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Signon Echad Ole Lakama Nevi'im, Ve'ein Shnei Nevi'im, Mitnavim Signon Echad. You may find the same idea going to numerous Nevi'im, but you will not find two Nevi'im saying exactly the same words. Yeah, indeed he did.
It's like two witnesses. Like two witnesses, they can't say the exact same thing.
That's right, very good. And the Rambam compares the two, actually. Excellent, an excellent comparison. See that? Yeah, I can actually understand you. That's excellent. Very good. He says that that's like two witnesses. We had the diak earlier that if they say exactly the same thing, then it looks like it was two fakes. So over here, you should have realized that it may sound like a Nevi'ah, but it couldn't be a kosher Nevi'ah, because all of the Nevi'ah, as the Ruach said, Hayiti Ruach Sheker B'fi Kol Nevi'ah. So they were all saying exactly the same words. If they're all saying the same words, something's wrong. Yeah, but that wasn't the same Dagam Nevi'ah. That was that they all type of song.
We're saying he should have left, and then when he saw everybody saying the same thing, realized there was something wrong. He should have gone, and in other words, when should he realize that it was not true?
When they were all talking together. Who? I'm not talking about Akav here. I'm talking about Hizkiah ben Kenana should have known that it was wrong. So he should have known what Rabbi Yitzchak said. We find, let's say, Ovadia saying, Zudon Lipcha Ishiyecha. Yirmiyo says the same idea, Tiflat Zitcha Ishiyotcha. Zudon Libecha. The same idea, but it's not word for word. The same words. But Hani, Midik Amri, Kule Ke Adadi, he should have said to himself, if all of these are saying exactly the same words, because if he, Cholnevia, Shmarmina, obviously, Lachunka, it's all garbage. Well, I understand, so because of Hani, maybe he never had learned this halacha. I mean, he didn't know Rabbi Yitzchak, so that makes him a Navi Sheker. I mean, we just learned Rabbi Yitzchak, so maybe he didn't know Rabbi Yitzchak. No. From the pasuk, it's clear that he did. Because Yehoshaphat was there, and Yehoshaphat rejected the Nevi'ah. Now, how the heck did Yehoshaphat reject the Nevi'ah? Yehoshaphat comes on and he says, Yehoshaphat Havehath and the Ka'amalu, he told them, because we see it says in the pasuk, Vayomer Yehoshaphat, Ha'ein Po Navila Hashem, oh, there's no other Navi here. What is this other Navi? What? Understand, you need to hear it from 2001 Navi, and the 2000 Navi weren't enough. So obviously, he rejected what they said. So Akam said to them, I said, what do you need another Navi for? Amalei, Ha'ikar Kol Hani, what's wrong with these Navi? Amalei, these Nevi'im are useless. This is my Kabbalah from Beit David. Signon echad ola lakam in Nevi'im. Vein shnei Nevi'im mitnavim b'signon echad. Therefore, Hizkiah ben Kenana knew this halacha, because here he's reporting it as a Kabbalah that he had as his achrayas of Kabbalah Satera from the Zohar that gave it over to him. You're mechuyav to accept that. So if Hizkiah ben Kenana didn't accept it, then he's like a good example of an Avi Sheker. The next case we had was Hamitnabim HaShalom Ne'emar Lo, but was said to his Chaver. That example would be like the famous Nevi'ah of Hananiah ben Azor. Yirmiyo is in the Shukei Elyon, and he's saying, Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakot Inni Shover Keshet Elam. So he's not talking about Babel, he's talking about Elam, which is a province. So Hananiah, who is down at the bottom hearing these words, he's not a kav v'chomer b'atz, but he says, "My lam shalom bala lazor pavel omar kadosh baruch hu yini shover keshet elam." If elam here is only involved as part of Bavel's war effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they will be destroyed. So the kaskim atzmam alachat kama v'kama. So for sure, Bava will be destroyed. Also, iu b'shuka tachton. So he becomes now, he just stands up in his soapbox in the shuka tachton, and he says, Ko ama Hashem shabarti et ol melech bavel, and so on. Omele of Papa Abai, well, I understand. So that's not a good example. We're looking for an example of someone who said over what was told to a friend who was a Navi, right? But this was never told to Yirmiyo either. I mean, so this isn't a good example. I mean, why is the Haile Chaber Nami Lo Nehman? This wasn't said to anybody. Omar Lay said, no, it was. Because Kivin is Yayiv Kavachomer LaMidrash, is there Halacha Kavachomer in the Torah? So then that means in Yirmiyo Nevius, he was included a Kavachomer on Bava, he was correct in what he said. Except it was never said to him. They shouldn't have said it, as if it was said to him. That's all. If he would have gotten up and he would have said, Shema, Minah, Midivrei Yirmiyo, that he didn't shover at Divrei, at all Melech Bavel, that would have been perfectly okay. But since this Kavachomer was sayable, it's as if Yirmiyo said it. So when he quotes it, he's quoting indeed what Yirmiyo said, except it wasn't said to him.
The interesting thing that the Rambam and the Rav Kaufman.
I didn't mean to over encourage you.
No, no, no. that they both point out that Aristotle has 14 types of syllogisms, and I point out that Adininav and the Kol VaChomer are not in the 14 types of syllogisms, so give it over from the Torah as well for that.
The Dinim of the Torah are unique, yeah, they're not meant to necessarily make sense as well. Fine. So who knew the Lo Ne'amar Lo? It's only a he that it wasn't said to. The others was indeed said to. The other case we had was a mitnabe b'shem avadat kochavim. That's alright. We have all the Nevi'e Habal. That's, we don't need to look too far for examples of that. Hakoveshet nevuato. Famous example of that was Yonah ben Amidai. Refused to say his Nevi'es. Hamibater al divrei Nevi'im. That also we have a famous case. You're going to chavre de micha. Micha says, we know that the story, you know, doesn't identify him over there, but since it's in the context of Achav, that was the day in which Micha had said his Nevi'es to Achav that he's going to be Nofa b'dei Aram. And he says over there, Ish Echad, Mibnei HaNevi'im, Omar Oreyehu, one of the Mibnei HaNevi'im says to his friends, Bidvar Hashem, quoting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakenina, smack me. Vayimayin HaYish LaKoto, he refuses to hit him. Uchsiv, so then it continues on, it says, Vayomer Lo Yana Shelo Shamata, since you didn't listen to the Kol Hashem, goodbye, the lion will get you, Trinov goes away and he's eaten up. And then we have the next case of a Navi Shavar al Divrei Atzmo. That's the famous case of Edo. Again, it doesn't say Edo the Farish in the Pasuk, but we know that the person is Diyukim Divrei HaYomim. Rashi says here it says it in Divrei HaYomim, doesn't mean literally say it, that this was Edo HaNavi. So it says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lo Tolcha Lechem Velo Tishtemayim, and not allowed to eat and to drink. Comes along this other Navi and says to him, no, Malach came to me and told me that actually God changed his mind and you're supposed to be eating. And so he eats. And he goes and then the lion kills him and stands over his body. So he says, Kichetzi Vaoti, Vayom Elo Gamani Navi Kamocha, I'm also a Navi like you. Uchsiv Vayashev. So indeed he sits there and he eats with him. He leaves and he's killed by the lion. So you see that's the perfect example of this case. He was not listening to his own Nevi'es. And the question is, why indeed did he do it? It's a little bit crazy. So the Rajba actually says that the one who told him had been a Navi. That what he said here was Sheker. But he actually had been a Navi previously, so he had a chazaka that he was a Navi. So then, also then the Shaila, so why in that case didn't he listen? What was wrong with listening? You should have listened. Right? So, l'chara, you have to be machalik between a chazaka and your own shmila. It's a chazaka, something, okay, you have a right to rely on it. But where you yourself are given a tzivui, you can't be daich to your tzivui with a chazaka. It's like a suffix makes me devada. The chazaka doesn't give it the same status as your own tzivui. But it turns out that it's not It's not such an obvious thing what went on over here. And then the other question was, why did he do it? Why did this guy is identified as Amatya in the Yerushalmi, was the Kohen in Beitel. But why did he do it?
Because he's knocked out of the prophethood. He's not the jealous.
Well, I don't know whether we know what was the point. It's a very strange story. He wants to be buried. Then, well, okay, there's a few suggestions about the why, but they're all sort of bugs for us. Said by Rishonim, but they don't have any good guesses. But you could say he said it because he wanted to be Menasim to see how much he would be aiming. Why? He said it because he thought that he was just being matre him, that he didn't want to eat by him, be like the Pinchas Ben Yoyim. I'm being taught in the Bar Mitzvah, I can't eat with you, man. Maybe he said, no, it's okay, I'm also. He didn't take it seriously. He thought he was just also difficult to believe. In any event, it's a mysterious story, but it stands here as an example. Somebody who doesn't say his nevius is Chayav Malkus. Now, Tosis points out on Amud Aleph that there's no law that's said about this, that he should be Chayav Malkus. It's that it's begetter the chiyuv of an asay, in which we're lokin asachitei nafsho. Somebody doesn't want to build a sukkah. Somebody's chayav malchus. We warn him: you better build a sukkah, or we're gonna bust your head. And if he refuses to build a sukkah, so we keep beating him until he dies or until he builds a sukkah. So it's in that getter that we will force him to say his nevius. Omar lay now. This is very strange, Gemara. It occurs elsewhere. The Rashash understands this, that there was a fellow who used to hang around Rav Chisda's house who always was taking figs out of Rav Chisda's fridge.
Dates.
So the guy who takes the dates out of the fridge said... Very strange. Without identifying him by name, but you know that character. He always sits there and he takes out of them. So Mandorko Tamri Baharbala said, but the other way to understand it is that it's a question, Mandorko Tamri Baharbala, lucky what you're gonna give him Malkus for eating dates out of the in other words, you've got a big container over, you don't know what he's doing. You're saying, well, I don't know, but something's wrong. How do you know? In other words, you're saying we're going to beat you until you say you're nevius. How do you know he has a nevius? What do you mean? He has a nevius. What kind of nevius did he have? Either he said the nevius, in which case he wasn't Kovash Nevuas, or he didn't say the nevius. What are you beating him for? It's like you take a stab in the dark, we would say in English. So he's being akli tamer be'arbala. So in what sense can you do it? How would you know? Man Maser Bay. Who's going to hear it doesn't mean literally Hatra'ah, because there's no fear of Hatra'ah, but with the way it's really standing in it. Who's going to be telling him you better say the Nevi'ahs? Amar Abaye, well, why not? I mean, Chavrei Nevi'im? Maybe his Chavrim, who are Nevi'im, tell Bezdin, this guy was Mechuyot to say a Nevi'ahs, and he's not saying it. I mean, no, Yadai, why would they know? I mean, why would other Nevi'im know? Omer Abaye Detziv Ki Lo Yaser Hashem Elokim Davar Ki Im Gilas Sodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do something unless he shares what he's doing with his friends, the Nevi'im. So therefore, they would know if someone was mitzvah on such a Nevi'im.
They don't get the content, they just get...
They don't necessarily get that Nevi'im, but they know the plan. And part of the plan is for the person to say the Nevi'im. So why isn't he saying it? V'dilma hadrebe. I said, so maybe Hashem HaKarot. I mean, what's this? So there was such a plan, and then we dropped the plan. Because we know that anything that was a plan for evil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind. V'tayba. No, says the Gemara, because im itad hadrebe yidui havimudi l'kulu Nevi'im. Part of that would have required him sharing the charata with his Nevi'im. So they would have known about the charata too. And if they're coming to Beth and saying, this guy's Mechuyev to say Nevi'im, we can rely on that. But what about Yonah? Hashem had charata, and he didn't tell Yonah. Yonah's sitting around there, and waiting, and nothing happens. I mean, it's like waiting for the Gulf War. Now, what's the, why didn't he know that Hashem had charata? No, Yonah jumped to conclusions in the first place. Excuse me. Yonah had his own agenda. The guy has his own agenda. Let him sit and wait for the agenda to happen. But the fact is that Yonah Mikara, what was he told? All he was told is, there's going to be a total turning upside down of this city. Now, he didn't say it was turning upside down for good things or turning upside down for bad things. I mean, it ended up that indeed Nineveh was turned upside down. They did tshuva. It was a complete revolution in the way Nineveh acted. That was the key of the Nevi'ahs. He was the one who didn't know. And he insists it's got to mean this, and he's the one that's bitterly disappointed. It doesn't mean what he wants it to mean. So God tells him, so are you good and disappointed? You ready to die? Good, good, good. Be disappointed. Okay.
How do you know if he didn't commission his nevuah? What he told Nineveh?
What he said in the end, when we beat him into it with the fish. Yeah. So we tell him, so he says to them, he said what his nevuah was.
He doesn't explain what
the
path is.
No. Yeah, he's got his own ideas. But I'm about there, I'll be very Navi. Why do we need to believe somebody who says, I'm a Navi, and I'm telling you, do this. Well, why should I believe him when he says, do this? Why should he believe a guy to do such a thing? No, well, of course, you'd have to prove that you're a Navi as the halacha requires you by whatever consists of an oath that is acceptable as a Navi. But I said, well, the case with Micha, he just walks over to him, he says, God said, hit me. So, well, where was the oath? And he didn't pull a rabbit out of the hat. Why should the guy have believed him? That we say that he was punished for not believing him. The lawyer of law to be honest, but he was punished. So you might, no. There's two dinim. There's the establishment that a person is a Navi. That has a whole process of establishing. Then he has a chazaka that he's a Navi. So over there, hecha, the muchzak shani, once the person has the chazaka that he's a Navi, he doesn't need to prove every single time that he's a Navi, unless he says something that proves that he isn't a Navi. That's like the fire Jesus said. He says, God told me, the law is you're not allowed to tie your shoelaces on Shabbos. And we know he's an Navi Sheker, we'll kill him. But otherwise, we'll assume he's an Navi Amos. Do you know, Tamar, if you don't believe that there's a concept of a chazaka of a Navi Amos, how the heck did Yitzchak allow his mad father to tie him up to kill him? He should have said, look, Daddy, yo. You know, I mean, I'm sure you think you're a Navi, but, you know, I'm not allowed to commit suicide, so I'd love to help you out. So the later, Avraham Ba'amariya, Hekashmiel Yitzchak. How did Yitzchak accept to allow himself to be killed? Or Eliyoba Ar Karna. He tells them to do an Isser. He says that they're supposed to bring a carbon outside in the base of Mikdash. How can he do that? Hekashamsa, Vatishkutakutz, Eliyoba and Isser Karas. Because he said, how do they know that he's a Navi? Ella Hecha the Mosek Shani. What we have to say is once a person is established as a Navi, we don't have to test him every time. And in fact, as the Rambam said, that's part of the Isser of Lotin Asu. Don't overtest. Rely on the Chazaka. By the way, there's a Machlokas here. Rashi and Tosa, but not here, but Tosa brings the Sugya through. But Rashi and the Pirush and the Nevi'im, as to whether what it was that Elio had done there was indeed specifically because it was an avias to do it. It's not so poshut, because, I mean, the din of a Rasha, that was a Rasha. So where, I mean, if it's a Rasha, any Bezdin could have done that, or if somebody says, this is what we need to do in order to disprove the Nevi'ah Abal. So, I mean, who's to say? Rashi learns, indeed, that when Elio says afterwards, Ubidvarcha Asiti, that it was upon your word that I did these things. That he says afterwards in the tefillah. So that means that this was a specific tzivui. But Tosfos learns, wait, why does it have to mean that? It could mean stam, it's barcha, that was a diyuk from the pasuk that where it says goyu kalamim, so we darshan. Asidim banach liyot ki goyim, that they're going to bring karbanot tachutz. Maybe that's what he means, a bit barcha. Well, it says that this is what it was. So it explains that the din over here, that how do we rely on him, is how do we know he's going to perform? mean, it's only a Rosh Hashanah. It's going to work. The guy comes and says, let's set up this whole test of the Baal versus the Lord. And then he fails. It's a disaster. I mean, he better be absolutely sure that he's gonna perform. So did he give them an oath that he's gonna perform? You see, you don't have to give an oath. Apparently, Yachazaka is sufficient. If he tells you, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it, then you can rely on him that it'll be okay.
You know, Kina? How does the other one ever explain the Gemara? There's another one that says that it was Haras Shah.
Because he still needed to perform, otherwise the Haras Shah doesn't make sense. What kind of Haras Shah is it to make an ass of him? If it wouldn't have worked, it would have been terrible. Right? And suppose the Nevi'a Baal would have succeeded the way they had it all planned out, right? They had the cell phone not happening.
Yes, yes, yes. The peers in the Shulchan Aruch, you can see that scene.
What did you say?
One of the chizukim of Medrash is that in the painting in the Shul from the 3rd century in Syria, that you see the guy being bitten by the snake underneath the
bed. Very cute. It obviously proves that scene was actually a 13th century later thing that was put in afterwards, because clearly they couldn't have known the Medrash. Boy, are they idiots. Once we're on the topic of Avram, Elohim nisad Avraham. When we say Achar Hadivarim, Achar which Devarim? Achar which Devarim? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Achar Devarav Shal Satan. Techsiv Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigamal. Then they make a big party. Amar Satan of the Akadosh Baruch Hu. No, I understand. He didn't invite you to the party. Zakein Zechan and tell him he has not pre-betten. You give him a gift, 100 years of age, he has a child, because Udash Asalo Hayalo Torah Kadu Gozela Kadlak Riva Fanak. How come he invites you to the party? Amar Lot HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the Sultan, Kuma Asala Bishvil Beno. The whole party is only in honor of its son. Imani Omelo Zaveach Et Bincha Fanak. If I would say he should bring his own son as my portion, Miyad Zobcho. He would do it immediately. Indeed, miyad velim nisat Avraham v'yam akach v'atimcha. And the kach na, I'm Reb Shem ben Abba, ain't na, I'm lashon bakasha. He's begging him, listen, now, Avraham, you got to stand for me with this one, you know. It's really, I'm going to lose everything. I mean, I'm going to say, mashal ha-melech basav adam shamdu alav milchamot harbeh. Melech basav adam had many challenges. V'yalo gibor achad v'natzchan. He had one guy that was his powerhouse. But everybody was timing. No, those were really major. Now he's got a real challenge. Now they said, no, let's see what you can do. This time you got to win. So Baruch Hu Amar Avram, Nisiticha Bekam Nisyonot, Samarata Bekulam. The point is, however, the Sultan is claiming that that's all nothing. Now, the underlying thing is, you do everything for yourself. You wouldn't do anything for me. You didn't invite me to the party. You got to show that I'm right in this one. I'm mostly been Yisrael Zeh. So now I'm asking you, please, do this. Shalo Yomru, im amash berishoni. Then he says, Kachma bincha. So Avram says, what do you mean, bincha? Shnei banim yeshli. I got two sons. Now it's yechidecha. Each one, zeyachibimo. Asher Ahavta. So I like both of them. What do you mean? Tarvay Orachim Na. Es Yitzchak. The Kokach Lama, why not to say Yes Yitzchak? They should look to read that all of you. Don't want to shock him too much right there at the beginning. And so the Satan greets him along the road. Avalo, the Satan tells him, Hanisa Davare Lecha Tilheh. Hine Yisar Tarabim V'yadayim Rafot Tachazek Koshel Yakimu Milecha. This is outrageous. But you're telling me that God is coming now to throw this at you? What, to wear you down? You were the one who helped so many others. People who had despaired from their problems and their emuna. You were mechazik that. People who had been nikshal, you had uplifted. And now he's going to come to you just to wear you down? What kind of business is this? Amalo aniba to me, Elech, shut up. I follow the straightforward wholesomeness of my heart. Amar lo, hello, you are a very, very tamim, but this is you're a fool. I mean, it's an idiot does that. Amalo zechorna miu nati avad. Who was clean and loses? Now, Sutton gives up. Given that was a loshmi, right? When he sees that none of these arguments help, he takes out. And if you're chayav misa, you're chayav misa. When you think after the prophet doesn't fit without a din. So he sees he isn't going to listen to him. Amale, so he says to him, by the way, Eli davar yigunav. A little word was stolen by me. Kach shamati me'achoreya pargud. The way I heard up there in the Shemaim was that it's haseh le'olah. Ve'in yitzchak le'olah. Yitzchak's never going to be put on the mizbeach anyway. That is the most deflating thing that you can say, right? It's all a joke. What are you bothering going up there for? Omar loves Avram says to him, Kach unshol shabadai. You know, this is what happens to the boy who shouts,
Wolf.
When he finally says the truth, we don't believe him anymore. You've got a long history of trying to screw me. I pay no attention to your words, whether they're right or they're not right. Rabbi Levi Amar Achar Dvarav Sheyishva. Achar Advarim El is not referring to the Maisim of Avram. It's actually referring to the discussion between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Amarlo Yishmael Yitzchak, Ani Gadol Mimcha B'Mitzvot. Yishmael says, I'm greater than you in Mitzvot. Ta Malta Ben Shmonat Yamim, big deal. Ani Ben Shloshet Zrei Shana, and I allowed Mila and fight it. On the contrary, I went in there with Mesiris Nefesh. Amarlo Yitzchak says to him, Ubeivra Achadat Amigarevi. Cheap. One organ on your body, this is your big deal. Had God told me, shecht yourself, one of your magic potions, I would have done it. Miyad Elohim nisad Avraham. Interesting that it was still Avraham. It wasn't a Nisayin for Yitzchak at all. Son Rabbanan Navi Shehidiach Biskila. A Navi that attempts to get people to do Avedis Kefavim, that is the skila that he speaks to the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek, maybe say ir hanidachat b'skila, and people, non-Naviim, that are maybe ir hanidachat, but also b'skila. Rabbi Shimon also says ir bechenek. Navi shehidiach b'skila, my time at Rabbanon. I said, look, the word we know, there's gzera shava, hadaka, hadaka. We learn that from Mesit, because it says over here, Ki diber sara lahadikaka, this is by the Navi Sheker, and by the Mesit it says also, Ki bikesh lahadikaka, so the same Lashon appears with both, Ma lahalam biskila, afkan biskila, so as we saw before, Mesit is biskila, so too is the Mediach biskila, even though it's the Navi, and the Navi normally would be Bechenet, but if he's saying things about Dafi, it becomes Malachai biskila. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it says, Yumat. That means misa, misa ksivet, kol mita morabe Torah, stam ena ela chenek. The general rule is, the Kabbalah is, that it means stam chenek, stam misa chenek. And what about meidichei ir hanidachat? Also biskila, why do the Rabbanan hold that? Well, they learn out. Hadocha, hadocha. Either, quiet. Stop. Stop. So how do they learn that? Either they learn out Hadaka from Mesit, or they learn it from the Navi Shidiyaku, which is also already, we know now, is Biskila. Rabbi Shimon, Gamar Hadaka Hadaka Minavi. Rabbi Shimon learns out the Hadaka from the Navi who is Bechenek, Bashitasei. Let me handle this. The Ligmar Mi Mesit. Why don't we learn it out from Mesit? I mean, we know that there is such a Gzera Shava. We have a choice of learning it either from Mesit or from the case of the Navi. How do we know which one to do? Because Davar Pashut, the Svara allows you to define what Gzera Shava you use. Danin Mesit Rabim, mi Mesit Rabim. Vein Danin Mesit Rabim, mi Mesit Yachid. We don't learn a Gzera Shava from an inappropriate place. We're going to learn out the din of Macy's with a Yachid from over here. Medicha, by definition, what distinguishes them is that they're dealing with the city as a whole. Adarabba. I mean, does it make more sense to be done in Hedyot Mehedyot? To learn out an individual who is not a Navi from a Mesit who is an individual who is not a Navi? Or should we learn out a Hedyot from the din of a Navi? I mean, it's two different halachas. Ain't done in Hedyot Mehedyot. Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean, me Navi? Even Shidiach, ain't like a Hedyot Kadomi says. We're talking about Rabbi Shidiach. What's Jack saying? We're going to learn it from a Navi. He's obviously he's the greatest Hedyot imaginable. The fact that he was once a Navi makes it worse. Not, it makes him more and more crazy.